This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, a few days a week in the mornings and in the afternoons, I drive across the northern section of the Sulphur Springs Valley. I work at a farm that field grows yuccas and nolinas and dasylirion, specimen plants, you know, that are started from seed and then put out in those fields as seedlings and sold many years later. The other days of the week, you can find me growing plants behind our 1991 Marvelette. Near the banks of the Ojolote. I can't seem to get out of this plant thing, this horticulture thing. Surely I think to myself sometimes, there must be another way to make money. I'll let you know if things change at the Mosquito Homestead. So listen, though, that drive is 25 miles to my job, 25 miles port to port, gate to gate. Most of it is two-lane blacktop. There's a couple miles of dirt. But what's cool is the geography, the topography, the geology, the vegetation changes so dramatically in that short 25 miles of two-lane blacktop. So I leave, you know, a scruffy grassland and a riparian corridor, and I go into flat grassland, and I enter creosote land, and then Chihuahuan scrub, and small rocky hills poke out of the land, tumi oaks on the east sides, agaves, sotal, ocotillo on western and southern slopes. Back into flat grassland, I go through one area that is so hammered by so many different agricultural endeavors that all I see are some very sad mesquites and nothing but soil. And I end up again finally in the grassland that appears flat but does gently slope to the east. Sometimes it's nice to stop on the side of the road and climb over the 4- and 5-strand barbed wire fence and walk across that land, maybe up to a small rocky hill and look at tumi oaks at the top. What a beautiful little oak, usually quite scrubby, but I've seen small tree forms. A good friend of mine, my friend Margaret, planted one up in Tucson, and she says it's doing quite well. I mean, whoa, a regionally native oak in Tucson and a Tucson landscape unheard of. I just can't believe it. Well, one area I poked around has Ephedra trifurca as a predominant plant. I mean, it's Ephedra and burl brush and, of course, the unwelcome but forever here varmint, layman's love grass. Ephedra trifurca is Mormon's tea. I don't know. It could be Unitarian tea for all I know, but it's called Mormon tea right now. But not far from that area is an immense creosote forest that's a good place to park and jump the fence and look around. I say jump the fence, but I actually climb over it very cautiously. Creosote and tarbush and mariola, amazing stands of little leaf sumac, huge shrubs that I can't even reach the top of, and I'm 4'9", you know what I'm saying? And closer to the ground, you can find spiny zinnia, zinnia acerosa. It's just woody enough to persist through the winter. Recently, I was out there walking a winter walk, and with the exception of creosote, everything was leafless, you know. But color can be found, like in an old red grasshopper wing or the brown remnant of a beetle, shiny brown shell of a beetle, a badger hole changes the landscape. A lone two-stemmed clump of a wonderful cactus, Coryphantha, was a pleasant discovery. It's not that they're rare, my friends, but, you know, I've been places where they're quite common, but one every acre or two or three, that's a nice find. Coryphantha vivipara bisbiana. So spiny when they're young, the juveniles, the tight spines are white, and you can actually, they're so close to the body of the little cactus, and you can put your hand over it and clasp it. Yeah, tiny white mound, and not be poked. And as they mature, the central spines, which are brown and white, they spray outwards, and I still can't help myself. I put my hands over that marvelous Coryphantha, but no clasping. They're so beautiful. Small mounds sometimes. Sometimes they can have many, many stems. So large mounds, large clumps of what is now called Escobaria. It used to be Coryphantha. Now it's Escobaria. And Escobaria is named for two brilliant, brilliant Mexican agronomists, Romulo and his brother Numa, the Escobar brothers. And that's what the Escobaria. So, you know, it's Escobaria vivipara bisbiana. Is that cool? Call it whatever you want, I guess. For me, it was a wonderful find on a late afternoon fence jump, reminding me again and again, my friends, that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.